Tonight on TMSPM, the Globes are in.
Who are the Globes?
Globes.
Wahlberg lost 45,000 on purpose.
Star Wars coming to Disney in new form.
Pogs. Instagram has 300 million people taking selfies and food pictures now.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of The Morning Stream PM. Ugh.
This is The Morning Stream PM. Because it's always morning somewhere. PM.
Ugh. Do you hear that?
I do hear that. What's going on?
I don't know. I think every time
you didn't clean the record before you started playing
here,
it.
Let's do this. Because it's PM, we don't care. Because we're just having fun and who cares? I'm going to restart the soundboard. Okay, let's see now if it does that this time. Okay, so it's normally just playing. Okay, great. Fletcher kicks in.
This is The Morning Stream PM.
I think it fixed.
In the Utah.
All right, we're good. We're good. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Morning Stream PM. It's the PM edition of The Morning Stream. Why, you say? Because this is your first time listening. You're like, why does this exist? Because you supported us over at patreon.com/TMS, but we could always use more. So go over there and chuck us a little bit of cash each month. A little bit. Just a tiny bit.
You people made this happen. You're to blame.
They are to blame. They're, how's the song go?
Every bit of this show that you get.
How's the Jump Bon Jovi song go? Shot through the heart, you're to blame.
Dead or alive. Oh,
you give love a bad name. That's the one. Yes. It was all trash. Welcome back. It's good to be back. Here we are. We're going to do this. It's, you know, I'm starting to feel the holidays, not just because today Kim was home most of the day trying to get a project done, and all I heard upstairs was Christmas music. That's not the only reason, but also because she's baking things. Everything smells like cinnamon. The tree is decorated. Lights are all over the place. There are gifts just under the tree waiting for someone to open them. It's good times, man.
It is. You know, since yesterday's Coverville, which was kind of the last real Coverville of the year. The next episode is going to be Christmas music. So now it's like, I feel like, all right, I can start listening to Christmas music in the house now.
Yeah.
And I'm picking stuff out for next week's show. But speaking of that very thing, Amazon has, if you've got Prime, Amazon has a 40-song playlist called All Is Bright. It's got some really good stuff on it.
Just free if you're a Prime member?
Free if you're a Prime member. You can download it, but you can listen to it all you want. I actually purchased a bunch of it just because I need it for one for the show.
Do they have a mobile solution for listening to that? Or can you do it through a browser, I guess, or something?
No, if you got the Amazon Music Player, you can listen to it mobile.
All right.
Well, there's an app for that.
Maybe I will.
You should. It's got about the only version of that crappy Paul McCartney song that I can tolerate.
Oh, give us a hint who sings it so that it's not so crappy.
I'll tell you.
Because his original version sucks. All really other does. Versions suck that I've heard. So you're about to blow my mind with
it. I'm going to blow your mind. Yeah. It is, where is it? Here it is. Laura Gibson does the version that that I like.
Laura, is it Laura or Laura?
Laura with an A-U-R-A.
A-U.
Laura.
Gibson. And she sings.
Wonderful Christmas Time.
Wonderful Christmas Time. That's how fast I can type. Okay, here it is. Oh, that's Hilary Duff. Ooh, let's see how bad Hilary Duff is at it.
Ooh.
Okay.
Simply
happy. Oh.
That's Hilary Duff from about 15 years ago, isn't
Ooh,
it?
Ooh, yeah, that sounds about right to me.
Maybe even more. Good, I have no idea how old.
Good gosh, how that's, old Duff that's is. Not good. Yeah, they don't have that on YouTube. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Oh, here's the real Hilary Duff version. Okay. Oh my gosh, someone's literally holding a pair of earbuds up to a microphone. Okay, forget that. Forget I even went there.
Is it video of them holding their earbuds up to a microphone?
Nope, it's a really nice screenshot of, I assume, the album art for that song, of Hilary Duff standing there looking all dreamy, and then that playing in the background.
That's awesome.
Really,
song
really
begins
fancy.
With a, you know, there's songs out there like, we talked about Fastball a couple days ago, but their song The Way begins with like the first verse sounds like it's being played on an AM radio, and then it comes in and then it like comes in like it's FM.
You never know what's going to happen, but that was me. I went ahead 3 minutes and it was
you did. Okay, then that's crap all the way through.
It's terrible. And I'm kind of charmed by Hilary Duff, if you want the truth. I think she's a fine young woman. I think she makes fine acting choices. She's a normal, I don't look at her and go, ooh, Disney refuse offshoot, whatever.
Sure.
I look at her and go, eh, she's fine. And her sister's good. I liked her in Napoleon Dynamite, for example. She was fine.
Oh yeah,
that was her sister. Her big nose sister. All right, moving on. We got stuff to do. So speaking of Christmas, the reason I was going down this Yuletide road here, yeah, path. There you go. Path is more Christmassy. Road is like you can go to any road, but a path.
Path, Christmas path.
Is that still an app people use? Path? Is that still a thing?
Oh God, probably not.
I can't imagine that's still going, right?
Hold on. I mean, I think I still have it on my phone, but I don't think I've launched it.
I'm going to look it up. Path.com. Yeah, it's still there. They're still going. It's Path on the App Store.
Still a thing.
Still, yeah, there it is right there. It's let's see. I'm just trying to see if it does anything new or different. No, it still looks terrible. I don't want to use it. All right, great. What I was getting to here, though, the holidays, right?
Yes.
You and I are hard to buy for. This is what I've been told, because we kind of, during the year, we see something and go, ooh, a weird fisheye lens for my iPhone. I will buy it now. Mm-hmm. Ooh, another video game I want to play. I will purchase it now. We're not waiting until the end of the year to only get our video games or our gadgets then. We get them when we want to get them or when we can get them. Mm-hmm. And so I got a list, a rapid fire list of gifts you might want this Christmas.
Oh, really? Okay.
And here
I pull up this list?
Yeah, you can. There's no secrets here.
If you see anything, Dragon Age Inquisition?
Yeah.
$40 today on Amazon.
Oh, I should have done that.
Well, how would you know? Plus, you want on PC.
That's where I got it.
I think it is PC.
Yeah, it is PC. I'm sure it is, isn't it?
All forms. Yeah, all formats.
Oh, it's all formats. Yeah, I got it on PC. I could have saved, what was it, $59? I could have saved $20?
Yeah.
$20.
I'm wondering if I should get it just so I can let it sit.
You're so funny with this stuff. Here's what I would do with you in that game. I think it's worth playing, but I think you should wait until it goes on super major sale. Then it's more justifiable to just sit in your library and never get played. You'll feel better about it then. All right, here's some things you want to get for Christmas. At least I do. A 60-hour candle.
Oh, that's really cool.
Look at that thing. Is that the coolest thing ever? Now, I can't tell. Do you have to keep moving it up?
It seems like you'd have to, right?
Yeah, you'd have to go.
There's no sort of balance thing that looks like it would automatically. Oh, we should give the link to our friends in the chat room.
Yeah, you people at home listening, tough.
You're tadpoles.
You can't see anything.
And for those of you who are listening to this late, go to DodoBird. That's DodoBurd.com. And best Christmas gifts 2014. Okay. Yeah,
not hard to forget. Not hard to remember at all now that they spelled bird with a U. Perfectly sensible.
By the way, do you spell turd with an I or with a U?
With a U. What do you do?
Yeah, with a U.
Yeah, I think the U is the right way.
It is. Yeah, but I have seen with an I, rat turd.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, not. You wouldn't catch Donald Sutherland saying that about a rat turd in the soup, would you? And you wouldn't say that.
No, and in England, they spell it with an O-U.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding.
I would have believed it. Why not?
T-O-U-R-D.
It's a rat turd.
All right, great. Live video camera drone. I really want one of these. It's about $1,300.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't use it.
It's really not about $1,300. The one they're showing right there is the DJI Phantom.
Yeah.
And Stack Social gives me a thing every single month, every other week, seems like, where I can buy that for like $600.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, don't tell me that.
And you can even get the Parrot AR drone for around $300. And it's also got two HD cameras, one on the front and one on the bottom. So you can either... you can either video down or video straight out.
And it's got the little camera gimbal to keep it nice and steady.
Yeah, and that's what I've got.
You got one? You picked one of these up? I didn't know you had this.
Yes.
When did you do this? Cool.
Months ago, like in June or July.
You've been holding back.
Well, what am I going to do? Like, open up? Hey, by the way, Scott, bought a drone.
You should have told me. I love these. Have you used it much? What are you doing with the thing?
Yeah, here's the way it goes for me. Every day, I fly it, I break it, and then I fix it. But like, you know, every and it should be every day that I fly it, I break it, and then I fix it. Not every day.
I'm jealous.
Yeah,
I want one bad.
It's really easy to control in a nice open area. You got to really work on your landing, so you don't want to take it up super high unless you're really good at bringing it down slowly and letting it rest in the grass.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun. And the videos this thing takes, I've got videos of the dogs getting freaked out by the first time that I launched this thing in the house.
Hover over them. Perfect. Yes. Perfect.
Yeah, it's great though. And if you get the Parrot AR drone, you can also get like replacement helicopter blades, everything on Amazon, super cheap, because you will run it into trees. You will run it into the sides of the house. You will drop it in the...
Well, even Nick, so I got Nick a little one, like one of those deals they had on Joystick or something.
Oh yeah, like, the black Phantom.
Yeah,
right?
It's a little tiny thing. I don't know if it's a Phantom or not, but it's good. It's solid. It runs really well. It holds a charge for a nice long time.
All the blue lights, right?
Yeah, all the blue lights. Yeah, is it a little Phantom thing? Maybe
it's not Phantom, but it's a black.
Some other brand. Yeah. Anyway,
when I saw those for like $29.99, I had to pick one of those up too.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Like, I think I paid too much. I think I paid $65 or something. That seemed okay.
A SD card in the back of that thing.
Yeah, it's cool. So he's been using that and doing really well with it. But the learning curve is steep, and you bang it around a lot before you finally figure it out and get the kind of the nuance of the control down. But I really want to pay one. I want one where I can pick up some kid's weasel or his freaking guinea pig and take it away. That's what I really want.
Just suspend it like Operation Dumbo Drop.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. My gosh. In a heartbeat. All right. Here's some more. I'm going to scan down to these. Stapleless staplers. You want to stick a couple of pieces of paper together without worrying about how many staples you've got left to do it. You just use one of these. These are cool.
Yeah.
No?
No.
They're kind staples, of cool.
Really, staples are fine. The only thing that really has a problem with staples are shredders, right?
Yeah. This is true, but also, how many times have you gone to staple something, you need it to look really pristine, and it just gouges it up and destroys it?
Oh, and you think that punching a hole with paper flaps is always going to go nicely and clean?
All right.
Wait till you try to do that with more than two pieces of paper, Scott. Right.
You make a very good point. I'm going to skip down to another one I think I like, the toothpaste tube wringer. It is designed to be, it's like a little handle on it, and it squeezes not just some, not just most, but all of the toothpaste out of your tube.
My God, that looks like
you could get tortured with that.
It really does. Looks like a medieval torture device.
Yep. Pretty weird.
Wow.
I want the oil-free air fryer.
I'm amazed about the things that you're skipping over.
Oh, really?
Although the oil-free air fryer. Holy cow.
3D printing print I call bullcrap on. Like, that looks stupid to me.
That's the one I was surprised you skipped over.
Yeah, I'm skipping over that. That's stupid. Yeah. But oil-free air fryer sounds awesome. I want more fried food that does not have oil in it. That'd be great.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. How do you fry something without oil? Like, how do you do it with air?
Well, it says less fat. Let's see, I'm going to click on the actual item. This is on Amazon. Combines infrared and convection technologies to evenly fry food such as French fries, chicken, nuggets, onion rings, or more without the use of oil. Adjustable temperature control ensures food is cooked to the appropriate temperature up to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Closed cooking system provides a safe odor and splatter-free cooking experience with a cool touch exterior. I don't know what that means. Easily fits in a kitchen and counter and blends with existing appliances, dishwasher safe, and so with the fry bowl in the basket. So it does it with just hot damn air and you fry things.
And there are a lot of positive reviews. There's very few negative reviews on this thing.
Yeah, people like it.
Makes crispy egg rolls, fries, wings, and other frozen fried items. Fried cheese is a bit messy, but no fault of this appliance.
Yeah. It's the fault of the guy who thought cheese would be a good idea to put in there. I'm really interested in this, actually. How much is this? $144. I have to think about that. Kim might like that.
There you go. Merry Christmas, Kim.
Now that it reviewed well. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to skip down again. We've got the iPad foosball table. I want one of these.
How does this work?
Regulation foosball table. Takes up a lot of room. This isn't, but a real one would. But not this one. You pop in your iPad, and it provides the rest of what is required to play for virtual foosball game. Comes with an app, so you go get an app on the App Store, which is the actual game.
Right.
And then somehow... this thing knows, I assume it plugged into something, fire little lightning connector or something.
Yeah.
But it somehow knows what you're twisting and when.
The knobby knobs you're turning.
Yeah, and what direction and at what speed.
Foosball is such a 3D game. This would be crap.
I kind of agree.
This would be one of those things that you'd get out, you and Nick would play it like, oh, this is.
If I was a rich a-hole, I would buy this for everybody.
If you were a rich a-hole, you'd have a real foosball table.
Well, that's true, but this is $100 for this thing. That seems like a lot for what
you know. You know where you can get a foosball table for $100 bucks?
Mm.
about 11 of them on Craigslist from people who...
douchebags who are already, they got all their douche out of it.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, crazy next door neighbors had had a foosball table.
Nice.
They would have mailed it to you happily.
Perfect. This one I'm actually considering, the personalized mixtape pillow. I like that idea. It looks like a giant tape, and you can put your wife's name on there or your name. Oh, this one says Jessica and Ben. How cute.
You could put Awesome Mix Volume 1 on there.
Yes, you could. But should you? Nay. Anyway, there's a bunch more on here. Totally worth checking out. I like the the pessimist optimist shot glass set. They're both half full and they can never be filled higher or lower than that. It's great.
Oh, look at the musical wine glasses.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You just put the wine in up to the right level and you've got that note. I keep seeing the breakfast sandwich maker advertised all over the place. It's like the thing that has all the different levels to make an Egg McMuffin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got like the part of it toasts the English muffin, another one cooks the egg, another one fries the ham.
I think I'd like that for about 4 days, and then I'd be like, right. All right, need something new.
So you'd start trying to figure out what other things you can put in there.
If anyone out there has $3,500 and they want to give me an authentic full-size Pac-Man arcade machine, I'd be into that. That's yeah. on there. You can do that.
Not just Pac-Man, but the Pac-Man Arcade Party mm-hmm. is what it says there.
Pac-Man Arcade Party. that's about what that machine would have cost my dad in the 80s when he had that arcade.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, of course, Hammacher Schlemmer. This is, it plays Galaga. Let's give the whole list here, shall we?
Yeah, give us all.
Galaga, Galaxian, some other version of Galaga. I can't see what it says underneath it. Xevious.
So it's all the Namco stuff.
Dragon's Lair? Really? Dig Dug, Ms. Pac-Man?
Yeah.
They can't do Dragon's
Lair. Everything you've said so far is Namco, but none. But I don't think that one is.
Yeah, I don't think it can't be Dragon's Lair.
It's gotta be something else.
Dig Dug, Mappy.
Mappy, yep. That's a Namco joint.
Oh, Rolling Thunder. That was such a great game.
Is so good. Oh my gosh, duck behind a box, wait for that guy's slow ass bullet to go over your head and then shoot him.
It's like red Ku Klux Klan members.
Yeah, dude. With the little masks. They were like a mix between Cobra Command, Ku Klux Klan, and like the Imperial Guards in Star Wars. They all look like that.
And I didn't feel bad about shooting those guys, but I felt bad when they sent their dogs after me and I had to shoot the dogs.
Well, you should feel bad. Don't feel too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Rally X. Well, okay. So there you go. $3,500
and it can be yours.
There you go.
I want it.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Let's get into the evening news. And it begins with this. The Golden Globes have been nominated or have been announced. I don't know why I wrote that earlier. I left the E out. Angelina Jolie and Bradley Cooper are among the shocking snubs.
Yeah.
Does he have to be nominated every year?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Do you have to call it a shocking snub if he doesn't get 1 out of 8? Are you kidding me? He can have an off year, you guys. It's Bradley Cooper. I saw him on Alias when he was nobody. Relax.
What, and I'm drawing a blank. Other than Rocket Raccoon, what did Bradley Cooper do that was...
He was that sniper in that war movie.
Oh, yeah. Right. You know, I've only seen previews for that. I don't know. Is it out yet?
I don't even think it's out.
Limited release kind of thing.
Maybe only the SAGs and the Globe people have seen it. Well, here are your best nominations or your nominations for best motion picture drama. And we'll see if these are reflected in the Oscars, which we're always interested here on this show or interested in. Boyhood. It seems like a no brainer. Everyone's does nothing but rave about that.
About that one.
Foxcatcher. That might be that the one where he's a sniper. I don't know.
So Steve Carell. No, that's the Steve Carell one.
Oh, right. The one where he was crazy.
The makeup and stuff. Yeah.
The Imitation Game. With your Bumberflatch Cumbernutch. He's in that.
Right.
Selma. Yeah, he plays Turing, Alan Turing, right?
Alan Turing. That's who it was. Yeah, I was trying to remember who he plays.
Yeah. I wonder if he passed the Turing test. Me. Selma, I don't know what that is. And The Theory of Everything. So there's those. And that's the one. That's the one with your robot man in a wheelchair. What's his name?
Stephen
Hawking, thank you. Couldn't think of it. Best performance.
Send your emails to Scott Johnson.
I love Hawking. He's the man. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture. You got Jennifer Aniston in Cake, Felicity Jones in The Theory of Everything, Julianne Moore in Still Alice, and Rosamund Pike in Gone Girl.
She was so good.
Is it Rosamund?
Rosamund.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a strange first name.
She, you know, it's funny. You go into that movie thinking, she's pretty, but man, she's not a good actress. And then you realize that that role that she's playing is written that way. And it's like, oh, wow, she's really good.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Reese Witherspoon as in the movie Wild. She's got that chin you love. So that's going on.
Great. Best performance, more of that.
Best performance by a dude. Got dudes in movies here. Steve Carell in Foxcatcher. Benedict Cumberbatch, The Imitation Game. Jake Gyllenhaal for Nightcrawler. Yes, I will zap around the White House and try to not kill anybody with my mutant power. That was the movie, right?
That's the one, yeah.
David Oyelowo in Selma. And then Eddie Redmayne in The Theory of Everything, another British man.
Wow.
British man. the best motion picture, comedy, or musical goes to Birdman. Wait, may as well play it.
Birdman.
Gotta see Birdman.
That may be one of the next movies I see.
Yeah, it's getting so much praise. Mm-hmm. It's kind of freaking me out. The Grand Budapest Hotel. The Grand Budapest Hotel. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I love his movies.
Yep.
Into the Woods. This is that Disney deal.
By the way, speaking of Wes Anderson, did you see the Wes Anderson version of the Star Wars trailer?
It was brilliant.
It really was.
It was amazing. I love the internet.
Oh, internet. Sometimes you work so well.
They work so well sometimes. Sometimes it's just utter shit, but sometimes it works really well.
That's right.
Pride, some British thing, and St. Vincent, which is something else. Let's see.
St. Vincent, a movie about a very quirky female singer who makes robot moves.
Oh, I see.
No.
Okay, not. All right. We're good. Well, then I'm not interested. Suddenly, I'm out. No sale. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture, comedy, or musical category. Amy Adams for Big Eyes. Emily Blunt for Into the Woods. Helen Mirren for 100-Foot Journey. Julianne Moore for Maps to the Stars. And Kwasavan Hala Wallace. Kwanjane Wallace as in Annie. Oh, she was in...
The one about the Louisiana...
Slave Man.
Tale. No, not 12 Years a Slave. No, it was about the Louisiana, this area that constantly floods, or it's always flooded, and these people live like urchins, just, you know.
On stilts.
Really depressing.
I've not seen it. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, here's your best performance by an actor in a motion picture, comedy, or musical. Ralph Fiennes for The Grand Budapest Hotel. Michael Keaton for Batman Returns. Just kidding, Birdman.
Batman's washed up.
Yeah, it's basically it. Really Bill Murray is in St. Vincent. Still haven't seen that. Want to? Joaquin Phoenix in Inherent Vice. That's what he got his lip caught in. And then Christoph Waltz in Big Eyes. Big Eyes, everybody. Big Eyes.
Big Eyes.
Best animated feature.
That artist who drew all the big eyes.
Yeah, that guy.
No, her, the woman that Amy Adams plays.
Oh, that one.
Christoph Waltz takes credit for it.
Darn it.
The Southern Wild. Thank you, Ice Warm.
There you go. I want it to be anime eyes. That's what I want. Best animated feature film is Big Hero 6, Walt Disney, The Book of Life, which is 20th Century Fox, The Box Trolls, which I loved. Holy crap, I love that. How to Train Your Dragon 2, also loved it, and The Lego Movie, which I still haven't seen. I've seen all those but The Lego Movie, actually. Yes,
best animated feature film. Your nominees are Big Hero 6 and a bunch of other movies.
Yeah. I think Lego will do fine. I mean, there's a real chance Lego could win, and there's going to be a strong
Box Trolls
pull for Box Trolls. Yeah, I think so. Just from the artsy-fartsy types. If they're looking for the one that has the most mass appeal, maybe Big Hero 6 is it. But or Lego, dude. I don't know. The Lego Movie, that was a big freaking hit. That made more money than Big Hero 6 did. So that's something. That's saying something. Mm. Best foreign language film. I don't care about those. Skipping ahead.
supporting.
These are fine. Emma Stone, Meryl Streep. Okay, great. Okay. Performance by an actor in supporting. Robert Duvall in The Judge. Ethan Hawke in Boyhood. Edward Norton in Birdman. Norton! Mark Ruffalo in Foxcatcher. And J.K. Simmons. Ooh, I love him in Whiplash. Oh, that's where he's the mean teacher.
You've got the two Hulks going against each other.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Oh, two Hulks. Only one will live. Hopefully it's the one we like.
if only Eric Bana.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? If he presents the award, how about that? He could give the award. That'd be amazing. Go. Holy crap. Make this happen, Hollywood. best director for motion picture. Wes Anderson for Grand Budapest Hotel. Ava DuVernay for Selma. David Fincher for Gone Girl. Alejandro Gonzalez in Iñárritu for Birdman. I'm sure I said it totally right. Richard Linklater for Boyhood. We'll skip past screenplay because I don't really care. Score is important, but we don't care. Hans Zimmer for Interstellar is all that matters on that list.
Right.
Although Trent Reznor, I guess, is real good in Gone Girl, I've heard.
Oh, yeah, it is really good. I forgot, he was involved in that. Wow.
And then...
Oh, then it's all the TV
it's
stuff.
It's all TV, and I'm just trying to see. Best drama, they've got The Affair on Showtime. Don't know much about it.
It's a big, sexy movie with Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Pennsylvania playing a hot chick in that film.
Oh, weird.
Or in that TV show.
In that show, all right. Downton Abbey is up again.
Uh-huh.
Game of Thrones, The Good Wife, and House of Cards. You got your Claire Danes, your Viola Davis, your Julianne Margulies, your Ruth Wilson, and your Robin Wright for actress. And for actor and TV, you got Clive Owen, Liev Schreiber, however you say his name, Schreiber, Kevin Spacey, James Spader?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, James Spader. Oh, James Spader. I'm thinking of...
Ultron.
I'm thinking of... what's his name, Spader? Joe Dirt Spader.
Oh, David Spade?
David Spade is what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
David Spade, for some reason, came into my head. And then Dominic West for The Affair. All right. Best television series? Here you go. Comedy or musical? Girls. Jane the Virgin. Don't know what it is.
I don't either.
Orange is the New Black. I like that a lot. Silicon Valley. I've heard it's great, but I haven't seen it.
So good. Yeah, that's really good.
Transparent, which I hear is amazing on Amazon.
It's your...
Good for Amazon, by the way.
Your George Bluth as a transgender...
Grandpa, basically. Yeah.
Grandpa. Right.
And it's supposed to be, well, Schwid tells me it's the best thing he's seen on TV in ages. So.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah,
we'll see what that means. And then you got your actors, your actresses. I'm going to skip past some of these because some of these are, you know, I'm not seeing a lot of, you know why? Because it's under miniseries. Best miniseries is Fargo, The Missing, The Normal Heart, Olive Kitteridge, and True Detective.
So it's really between Fargo and True Detective.
That's my thinking.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen Fargo yet, although this is the week I start tonight, I think. I'm going to start.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not waiting for Kim. I'm just going to watch it.
Ooh.
She can just watch her freaking WB, WCW bullcrap.
Or CWB. Yeah. Why don't I just combine those two channels?
CWBC. And I'll just start watching it. But yeah, that's your real fight. And if I'm picking picks and I haven't seen the other, I guess I better see the other before I do this.
You should see the other, yeah.
True Detective is so freaking good.
Yeah, but Martin Freeman and Alison Tolman is so good in Fargo.
Oh, so freaking
Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah. You're going to love it, dude. You are just going to eat it up.
I can't wait. You know how I love that movie. So
yeah,
it's just it's a,
they
it's
captured a, the feel of that movie.
It's a crime I haven't done it yet.
Oh, Oliver Platt is so good in that.
Does anyone end up in the chipper?
Nobody ends up in the chipper, but
Nucky
there's,
Thompson.
You know, it's not without its moments. It's chipper-esque moments.
If I finish Boardwalk Empire and Nucky Thompson doesn't have his feet sticking out of a chipper somewhere, I am disappointed. All right, skipping down. What else matters?
Silence.
Best performance.
Performance. I can play that game. Total silence.
Some of these are ridiculous categories. Best performance by an actor in a supporting role in a series, miniseries, or motion picture made for television. My gosh. Yeah,
that's your movie actor makes an appearance in a TV show or a few appearances in a TV show, and you got to give them a little bit of a better gig than supporting actor.
Yeah. I'm just of the opinion that Bradley Cooper is at peak Bradley Cooper right now. And I think we need to just pull back just a little bit. He doesn't need to win or be nominated for everything, guys. Just calm down.
He's at 100% Bradley Cooper right now.
Right now. We need to let that get down to 80 or 85 again before we start voting for him. Real quick, I'll tear through the rest of these. Mark Wahlberg has revealed he lost 45K at a roulette wheel for the movie The Gambler. He was trying to get into his role. And,
oh, so he, in preparation for a fake role, he lost a real $45,000?
Yep.
Okay.
It's a remake of the 74 classic starring James Caan about a successful professor with a dangerous gambling addiction. To prepare for the role, Wahlberg, age 43, tried a little high-stakes betting of his own and paid the price for it, literally. He played blackjack 3 times, won a bunch of money, then he went to do the freaking, what you call it?
The roulette wheel.
The roulette wheel, and he lost $45,000. 40.
I think you should have bet on red.
Oh, I made a big mistake. Star Wars attractions at Disney parks will be based on the new films. Duh.
Yeah.
Big shocker there.
I was wondering if they would ever turn tomorrow. I hope they don't. By me saying this, I'm not suggesting that they do this. But I wondered if they'd turn part of Tomorrowland into Star Wars right now because they've got the Star Tours.
Yeah.
And
why not? Because right now it's just this aging 50s notion, right? It's not
Yeah, but there's something kind of magical about that past version of the future. That, you know, here's what we thought the future would look like 40 years ago, 50, 60 years ago. I don't know.
It's a fine point.
I'm torn.
I'm a little torn as well.
Because I would love to walk through like, you know, oh, I'm walking through Endor now on my way to the Ewok ride. And now I'm going to be riding on the, you know, the pod racer, whatever chase. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's so many
things. Do they have any room to expand in Anaheim, or are they locked in right over there? Do
they not they are as jammed in as they can get because they took out parking lots to put in California Adventure.
That's true.
So they could stack cars on top of each other.
Oh, my gosh. I remember that when they did that. People were freaking out then.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. More Star Wars is good. And I am also glad they're going to base it on the movies moving forward because they are more like the movies in the past and less like the prequels. So it's all good. Mm-hmm. Finally, Instagram has thrived and survived and not only done that, but surpassed 300 million users. That's a lot of people taking a picture of their food or their face.
Yes. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? That's pretty insane. That's also very attractive to investors and advertisers. Now, who knows what all that means or what it means for us as users, but I'm glad they've kept it simple. I mean, Facebook owns it now, which everyone seems to forget to mention. It's like, oh, the little company that could. Well, yeah, once Facebook bought them, they had all the money they need. Like, come on, everybody, back off.
Sweet little company. Oh, wait, big company.
All right, we're going to take a break. But before we do, I was supposed to announce Nerdtacular dates. Here's the thing. I could still do that, but we haven't gotten the contract back. And the whole point was today we were supposed to have it before tonight's show. Mm. Once you get the contract, then the code works. Then people can start saving the money on the room nights because we have a code. But we don't have that yet because I don't have the contract back yet. So I'm kind of torn. I could, on the one hand, say, yes, here are the dates, but don't go calling to get your rooms registered yet because we don't have the code yet. We'll have it by Monday.
Right.
Or I just wait till Monday and tell everybody then. I think I'm going to wait until Monday and tell everybody then.
Okay.
Because what's the point of telling them now if they can't do anything about it? You know what? That's what we're doing. Monday.
There's no point.
I am sorry for holding, dangling this in front of your face like so much flaccid penis.
I don't think anybody tuned in just to hear that, right? I don't think they tuned in just to see the secret scene from Ultron.
I hope not. I hope they. I hope they're listening because we're funny, insightful.
Yeah.
I don't want
to watch me drink a Mike's Hard Blood Orange seasonal edition.
Dude, lovely. Do it. Sip it down. Let's say, your phone's ringing.
Come on, people. Hey,
perfect timing because we got to do a song anyway. Maybe you can take that after.
I'm not going to answer music. That.
All right. Well, F that guy, whoever that is.
That's sorry, Don.
Oops.
My buddy, Don.
We love Don. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's your TMS questions right there on Ask TMS hashtag on the Twitter account. We're going to read those in a second. Before that, Brian has something prepared. What is it?
I do. This is, let me scroll. All right, here we go. Steven wrote in, hello, Brian and Scott, longtime listener, first time requester. Mm. I'd like to request a song for my son, aka Monkey, who is celebrating his first birthday on the 11th. He was born on the 11th of December, 2013, which in my part of the world, New Zealand, you can abbreviate to 11-12-13. Mm. All right, Brit. I don't have a song in mind, but something upbeat in the vein of Newton Faulkner. As between my ever understanding and gorgeous wife and our wonderful son, my life has entered a happier, more content area. Mm. I trust your judgment in picking an appropriate song for my son's first birthday. No pressure, but don't get it wrong. signed, Stephen.
All right.
God, now that I read this over, I wonder if I picked a good song. Mm. Actually, I went with a Newton Faulkner song because it sounds like he's a fan of Newton Faulkner. And this is a really cool song that came out last year on BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge. Volume 3. I take that back. Came out in 2008. I thought this was 2013, but no, it was 2008, 5 years ago. This is Newton Faulkner covering Kate Nash and a great cover of her song Foundations.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Well, let's
play
it.
Going out to Monkey. Enjoy this, Monkey.
Yeah, take it, Monkey. Dance for me, Monkey. Dance.
I was waiting for that.
Here it is. We'll play it now. We'll be back in a minute with your questions. Stay tuned.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Thursday night and everything's fine, except you've got that look in your eye when you're telling a story and you find it boring. You're thinking of something to say. You'll go along with it, then drop it and humiliate me in front of our friends.
then I'll use that voice that you find annoying and say something like, yes, intelligent input, darling. Why don't you have another glass of wine? Then you'll call me a, and everyone there with will be embarrassed, and I won't give a sh. My fingertips are holding onto the cracks in our foundation, and I know that I should let go, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time you get upset and I smile, I know I should forget, but I can't. Oh, you said I must eat so many lemons, 'cause I am so bitter. I said I'd rather be with your friends, mate, 'cause they all much fitter. Yes, it was childish and you got aggressive, and I must admit I was a bit scared. It gives me thrills to wind you up. Oh, my fingertips are holding onto the cracks in our foundation, and I know that I should let go, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time I get upset and I smile, I know I should forget, but I can't. Your face is pasty 'cause you've gone and got so wasted. What a surprise. I can't look at your face 'cause it's making me sick. You've gone and got sick on my trainers. I only got these yesterday. Oh my gosh, I can't be bothered with this. My fingertips are holding onto the cracks in our foundation, and I know that I should let go, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time I get upset and I smile, I know I should forget, but I can't. Oh, my fingertips are molding into the shape of a crustacean, and I try to play with Lego, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time you get upset and I smile, I know I should forget, but I can't.
Still a moment there that I cut in front of.
He's got to play his little ending guitar, like.
I liked it. It was lovely.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I'm not going to lie to you about that. I liked it.
Well, please don't lie to me.
Well,
about that.
I try not to. Folks, welcome to the latter part of the show, where we ask. Well, we don't ask. We answer. We asked you to ask questions, and you did, and now we answer them. All right, that's how we do it. The hashtag is #AskTMS. And all week, people have been submitting these, a bunch of them today, and we are now going to read them. Not just some, not just many. All of them. Just kidding. It's probably just a handful of them. Here's one.
I'm super excited.
You ready for this one?
I am, yeah.
Rob D. wrote in. Oh, I didn't play the little theme for it.
Oh, yeah, we have a little theme. Almost did earlier.
Yeah, here we go.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweets.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
Okay, there. Now it's official. It didn't feel right. Who should get the most credit for the success of the MCU, asks Rob D. I don't know what the MCU is.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, okay.
And Kevin Feige.
Wouldn't it be Feig? What is it?
Whoever he is, he should get it.
That guy wins, yeah. He wins everything. He's got the vision. He's got the... Now he's got the power, but really he had the guts to put it all on the line and push for it. And yeah, he deserves all the credit, I think. He's the guy.
For sure.
Merrick Prime says, would you play a Game of Thrones MMO if they created one? I would certainly dabble in it.
Yeah.
I'd try it. I don't know that I would trust, as I don't really trust any MMOs to do much in this market anymore. They tend to now be, you know, they either go away too soon or they ship half-baked or they can't compete with WoW, so they end up going free to, I mean, they just get weird. And I don't trust most of them. However, in a perfect world and in a vacuum, if someone said to me, hey, there's a Game of Thrones world MMO game setting, would you play that? On the surface, yes. In writing, that sounds great.
gritty.
Yeah, I would
dark.
Do it. I would do it just for the basis of being able to learn all these places in Westeros and seeing like Tarth and seeing, you know, all these different places you hear about and see very briefly on the show and getting to kind of explore them. Mm-hmm. The thought of another game.
Can't do it. Brian can't do it.
Can't do it. Yeah.
What if there were a lot of boobs in it? Because it is Game of Thrones.
Boobs in the game. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd have to have a lot of boobs.
Yeah, you might have me there.
Conan Online had a lot of boobs in it.
Really?
Yeah, that
Why
MMO
would they
did.
Need that?
I don't know. It was weird. Well, that game, I mean, that world is always very boobyish, but I was always surprised they were trying to put a mainstream MMO out that had breasts in it, kind of cutting out a huge portion of parentally guided children who may or may not have played your game. All right. Here's another one. Amy says, would you guys consider doing a parody dub of something, anything? A parody dub.
Parody dub? Like
is that like a movie or a TV show or something where we like dub over it?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, maybe that's it.
Or is it
Like a music parody dub? You know, like a
could be that, like a cover. Mm-hmm. But it would be a funny one.
It'd be a parody, like Yankovic, Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, he did those. he was white and nerdy.
Yes, he did.
You know what? That's
Socrates
all he did.
Was a philosopher.
Yeah. You know, I hear that rain is very wet this time of year. Okay, how about this one? Ron Korb says, Scott has a segment of Hot Wheels track. Brian has a sharpened kitchen tongs in both hands. Who wins in a fight? So I have a segment of Hot Wheels track. You have sharpened kitchen tongs.
Oh, I think you win those things. You know, with those Hot Wheels tracks, those plastic bendable Hot Wheels tracks, that's like getting caned in Thailand, man. Those things are...
You can flay your skin open.
You really can. Yeah.
I think I win. I do win. Because I can get you at a distance, too, because that segment's a pretty good. You know, it's like
I saw a guy kill a man once with a length of Hot Wheels track.
And then
killed a man dead.
That was just one trip to Vegas that year.
That was right, exactly.
Okay. How about this? Scott, that's one for me, I guess. This is from Kyle. Says, Scott, choose. One, you cannot draw anything ever again. Or two, I cannot create another podcast ever again. I'll ask your part in a second. Because there's a part for you too.
Oh, okay.
Good. It's a separate question and totally unrelated. But if I could never draw anything again or could never make another podcast, I think I would probably choose. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I love them both. Probably the. I'm going to assume that whatever I did do, I could do for a very long time. Like, you know, it's not like I went suddenly would make this deal and then go blind the next day so I could never draw again. You know what I mean? Like, I assume that there's some guarantee of longevity to the one I choose. But if I'm going to have to ultimately choose, this is really hard, but I would probably say I want to keep drawing, I think. Mm-hmm. Because I could do that without anyone else. The zombies could come and I could still have a piece of charcoal and some old cardboard and I could still draw.
Sure.
I could be like that guy on the train in Snowpiercer. Could draw everybody's portrait. After I eat my bug brick or whatever the hell that was.
Delicious, yes.
Brian, your question on this is favorite style of beer. See how I mean?
Wow.
It's not related.
Very different, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't drink beer often. If I have to drink beer, then I prefer a stout, which is funny because you'd think if somebody doesn't normally like beer, they wouldn't want like the heaviest beer possible
right. If
they're going to drink a beer. But I do like a good chocolate stout.
Ugh, it sounds awful to me for some reason.
Oh, it's so good. Good. Guinness is good. It's not a chocolate stout, but it's a good stout. I prefer cider, hard cider. Mm-hmm. If we're talking, you know, fermented liquids.
Sure. Is that a beer technically or can be a beer?
No. It really, no. Okay. It's very different. I mean, it's, you know, it's fermented apple. It's fermented apple cider, basically.
Right. Well, I like his question because it goes literally from Scott, make this terrible life decision.
Right.
And then Brian, tell us
your
favorite beer.
Here's a softball for you, Brian.
What's your favorite beer? That's so silly. All right. Here we go. Will Usherwood, love this name. Greetings from the UK, even better. Says, which random food has been your favorite on TMS? He spelled favorite the way the Europeans do.
Oh, nice.
With the U in it.
Well, Will Usherwood.
Yes, that is your real name.
Ooh, that's a good question.
For me, it's an easy one. It was those, now I don't know who to give credit to or how to describe them. It was those chocolate things
Oh, crap.
The recent ones that look like this.
Let's see. Hold it up.
That's it. Those are the ones. Those are my favorites.
I still have two of them.
I loved those.
I'll sell them to you.
I ate them all. Make me a deal.
Those were good. I'd say the Kit Kats from Schnago.
Oh, that was a long day. Yeah, I forgot about that. And his cheese that he brought us at Nerdtacular in 2010.
Oh, the cheese curds. Yeah.
Was it 2010? Yeah.
Yeah, never made it to me.
Oh, you never got any?
No.
They're so good. How come they never got to you?
Because I don't think we had a way of splitting them up into two refrigeratable things when we were at Nerdtacular.
Okay, let's quickly say our worst, because that should be the question. For you, was Thick and Liquid, or was it the yogurt soda?
It's the Thick and... Oh, well.
Because it's easily yogurt soda.
Yeah, the Thick and Liquid.
Easily yogurt soda for me.
Yogurt soda. That was so... I think it was literally rancid.
It was terrible. Yeah. It was the devil's anus.
It was the devil's anus.
Come to life. It was awful.
You're the crickets for you, though, huh?
Yeah.
Not the worst?
No, the crickets were pretty bad. That was a bad day, but I think the soda was worse. I could eat a cricket that tasted like cheese. I can't drink a soda that tastes like death cheese.
Right. Maybe the right Thick and Liquid I could do, but not that coffee.
Yeah, it was bad. You really struggled there. By the way, Hammond Chamberlain, if you're listening, thanks again for that. We loved that. That was a good time.
Yogurt soda, yeah, thanks.
Okay.
I'd be grumpy too if I had that to drink.
Why does a TMS take hours to post on iTunes, but a TMS PM only takes a day or longer?
Wait, what?
Okay, here's what he's asking. TMS usually, and it's not even hours, it'll show up like... Usually within an hour after the show ends in the morning, I will have the episode up. Sometimes caching takes longer on iTunes and other things where the feeds aren't, you know, they're cached, so it doesn't necessarily refresh immediately. But when they clear, it's usually at the most you're maybe waiting an hour to 2 hours after a show is posted before you can actually get it down to your app or whatever. That's most days. On this episode, I don't put it up tonight. I put it up in the morning. So that's why. I just put it up on Friday. Because you already got a show today. You got the morning one. I'm not going to overload people with two of them. I know there's some out there that are just waiting for two. But I give you one on Friday. That's all. So that's why. Does that answer your question, Paul Mills? I hope so.
Well put, sir.
Okay, here we go. Can't answer that one because that's an N15 question. Here we go. Dennis Burkett says, my wife and
where will N15 be? And when will it be?
Dennis Burkett says, wife and I are having our first child in May. We don't know the gender yet. Top three Frog Pants themed names. What do we give this child? Frog Pants themed names.
Frog Pants themed names.
Yeah.
Who is he? Like, what's his name? What's the dad's name?
Dennis Burkett.
Did he say where he's from?
No.
Oh, darn.
He says they're having the baby in May.
Okay.
I've got a good one right now.
Florida baby.
Oh, Florida baby would be amazing. For me, it would be...
Say no matter where he's born, Florida baby.
It would be Howard T. Graphics would be the name I'd give him.
Oh, wow. Going back to ELR.
Yeah,
there.
I got to go way back. Uh-huh. That's one. So Howard T. Scooter? Graphics.
Scooter. Scooter.
Scooter would be all right. And then people would say, where's your kid? We've got Scooter, you could say. boy, the memes are so thick, I can't even think of one. Judd the Hobo, which sounds like a Love the Show, though, variant. I can't think of anything else. How about a booby? I mean, the problem is it's not as simple as just give it a name of a thing somebody said once.
You need to look at the soundboard, too, but...
Yeah. About... I can't think of
Fart gas.
Fart gas and an explosive tip.
The people in the chat room have great answers.
Of course they do.
Jill is a good suggestion.
Jill, Barry.
Mendoza, Peen. Yeah.
Peen, creamy
Sprout.
Peen.
Sprout. Sprout. Clip clop. Oh, there's some great answers in the air.
Sure, they're better than us. They should be doing this show, not us. All right, here's another one. Do either of you remember, says Charles B., when Totino's pizza rolls were actually Chinese egg style or style egg rolls? Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, what are they now? They're not Chinese style egg rolls?
Not at all. They're horrible little beasts. They're not even really pizza or rolls. They're awful now. But they're nothing like they used to be. And yes, we do remember that. That was in the 80s, I want to say.
Gotcha.
Brian, if you could time travel to any point in time and spend 1 hour there, where and when would you go, says Billy?
Wow. Any point in time.
Any point in time, any place. for 1 hour.
So you'd have to be the past because you don't want to do like, all right, I'm going to go, you know, 1,000 years in the future. And then it turns out that, you know, there was an apocalypse and we're all wiped out. And I'm just,
yeah,
I'm spending an hour breathing fumes. And
exactly. Or I want to go to this very specific place in San Francisco for an hour. And it turns out it fell off into the ocean from the big quake of 2028.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You don't want that.
I would say, I'd like to go to Woodstock. I would like to see 1 hour of Woodstock.
Oh, wow. That's great. Any particular hour? Like one of the, what's performance?
Jimi Hendrix would be the ideal, right?
Yeah. He could say, pardon me while I touch the sky or whatever right. He does there.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. I wouldn't mind seeing.
Yeah.
Or I guess it's just Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I don't know if Young went to Woodstock with them. Those would be my,
He was at home making other kinds of music.
That's great.
Most underrated candy, candy asks Jonathan Bauer. His is Rolo. Do you have an underrated candy?
Yes, Pearson's salted nut roll.
Oh, yeah,
which
I agree.
It just doesn't sound like a candy, but it is so damn good.
I agree. For me, it's pretzel M&Ms. They don't have near the play they should. They're hard to get. In fact,
yeah.
Terpster basically begs me and bribes me to send him packages of the stuff because in Europe you can't get them, period. So I send him a bag every once in a while. They're amazing. Pretzel M&Ms are insane. So for me, it's that. If NPR or PRX or somebody like that offered you a narrative journalism show, would you take them up on their offer and any interest in telling stories the way they do? Yeah, I've done some of this. I mean, what they're doing with Serial is not, I think a lot of people are maybe discovering it because they ignored NPR because they thought it was their dad's boring thing on the radio.
Right.
They've been doing this for decades.
Yeah, this is This American Life, basically. It just happens to be a much longer form This American Life.
Yeah, or the diary, what's it called? Something Diaries on NPR, or 1,000 other kinds of shows on NPR.
Yeah.
They have some really experimental storytelling kind of stuff. Everyone's freaking out as if this is a new thing. This is not a new thing. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a great thing. And I'm not even saying it's a bad thing that people think it's new. It's just not new. It's old. Mm-hmm. Old and good and venerable and strong.
Right.
Yeah, if they came to us, of course we would, because that means
of
they
course,
would fund
in a heartbeat.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Famous game or favorite gaming system from the 90s asks Gabriel Estrada, heir to the Paunch fortune from Chips. I would say the Genesis and I really got along really well. But if you're saying all of the 90s,
yeah,
probably PlayStation 1, maybe my N64. I don't know. That's a hard call.
N64, I think, I had some great times with the N64 and GoldenEye and Super Mario 64 and Star Fox 64. there were just some great games
Well, if you've... Okay. If today, though, you set me aside and said, Scott,
Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, that game was good. I thought it was.
Yeah, I did too.
If somebody sat me down and said, Scott, you cannot leave this room and you can only have one console until the end of time and it has to be from the 90s, I'd probably go Super NES. That's a great library in retrospect. But N64...
Super Mario alone.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. N60, I mean, Super Mario World is one of the finest experiences you'll ever have in a video game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Be a hard call, but I think that's the way I'd go. But I loved my Genesis at the time. I was all in on that thing. Now I don't know. Let's do two more.
Okay.
Let's try this one. Okay. Yaman says, you have the actors for the TMS movie. What is the plot, the issue, and the resolution to the movie? Is there a twist ending? Well, with the fear of going too long with an answer like this, I would say the plot is... The plot is Tom Merritt is missing.
Oh, that's good.
And
that's good.
Me, you, V, everybody who does something on the show in the morning, Nicole, Steven, everybody, we have to get together and figure out what we're going to do. And we have to rely on each other's skills to do it. So we've got, you know, Bill's fabricating fake IDs and weapons and things so that we can get into the high security place that we think Tom's being held.
He's been captured by... by a night attack.
Yep. Because we want Justin on our side.
Okay. So, he's been captured just by Schwood then.
Yeah. Schwood. That's great. Schwood with his stupid hair and his craziness and all that. He would be great. He could totally do it. So he'd be this evil guy that has stolen Tom Merritt. And Justin could be really good at the whole, like, just the juking and the jiving and, you know, getting around. You know, he's the one that convinces guards that they need to look the other way while he bonks them on the head or whatever. I don't know what the resolution is. I think we should save it, because what if we ever did this? It'd be a great story. So I don't want to spoil it.
It's funny, when you came up with, or suggested we come up with a plot, I was thinking, yeah, we're doing a live TMX in New York, or TMS in New York City, and we've got a road trip out there and pick up everybody on the way.
That sounds like a less of a plot of a movie and more of a nightmare to me. That sounds terrible. I hate road trips. They never go the way you want. Unless
thus in lies the comedy.
You're right. If it's a comedy, that's the way we go. If it's this mystery and a little bit of a thriller, we do the Tom is abducted one.
Right.
If it's a Wes Anderson quirky thing.
Frog Pants 13 is basically what it'd be.
Yeah. And if it's a quirky thing, it's us trying to get a podcast. It's us trying futilely to become the biggest podcast in the world and being blind to the fact that we're just not very good, but we think we are, and we just keep pushing for it. And it all ends with a nice little life lesson at the end with Lena Dunham telling us off or something.
No, you'll be played by Jason Schwartzman, and I'll be played by, or not Jason Schwartzman. Jason Schwartzman.
I get to be Schwartzman. Who do you get to be?
I'm going to be, only because I can't come up with another regular Wes Anderson actor, Bill Murray.
Okay, Bill Murray. That's fine. we could hire Kyle Gass from,
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
You could be Kyle Gass.
Kyle Gass. I see where you're going.
I'll be Ralph Fiennes. Kyle Gass and Ralph Fiennes travel across the country to get their podcast made.
Perfect.
All right. Final question.
Love this.
Let's see. It's not even a question. Scott, please stop using the words retcon and nuance. Why?
Why
can I not say
those?
You're
using them appropriately.
Yeah, it's not like, and I don't use them that often. Like, what's wrong with those words? We need to know more about your question. It's not really a question. Okay, finally, final question. Just going to make sure. Here it is. Oh, we already know the answer to that. Least favorite Christmas song. We know that one. Okay, we're going to find another one.
That's funny. Yeah, we answered that actually during the show in unpreparedly.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Are black jelly beans and black licorice the same flavor?
We answered this one last week.
Did we? Did that one skip up ahead here?
They are the same flavor.
Oh, we did answer that last week. You're right.
They're a black licorice flavor.
Scott, where can I see Stargate? Good question. it turns out both the SG-1 series and all of Atlantis are in their entirety on Amazon Prime. So go watch it on Amazon Prime. Not on Netflix, on Prime. They were on Netflix. I don't know what happened. They're all on Prime now. So go enjoy that. And that thus endeth our Ask TMS section of the show. And that means, folks, you can keep sending them if you'd like. Ask TMS during the week. We are happy to receive them, like Brian's limp penis, and talk about it on the show.
Great.
Yeah, you know the one.
Are you ready to receive
my limp, limp, limp?
Hold on. Peenum,
peenum. Now I got to play it.
A really, really huge
limp, limp, peenum, penis, penis. Nice mashup.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Thank you all for being here. Patreon.com/TMS is the place that makes this fifth show a week possible. For those listening at home, you'll find it on Friday. For those listening live, good for you for being here. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. Email us, themorningstream@gmail.com. And as always, on Twitter, you can find Brian at Coverville, me at Scott Johnson, and the show at Morning Stream. Quick plug for the voting still for Coverville and what you're doing with the Christmas stuff or the covers.
Yeah, tinyurl.com/CovervilleCountdown. I haven't looked at the response sheet in a while, but I'm sure we're getting quite a few responses. But Coverville Countdown 2014. Put that at the end of tinyurl.com or go to coverville.com. You'll find a link right there. And if you need ideas for good covers that came out this year, go to tinyurl.com/2014covers.
Well, there you have it. Please do that, everybody. That's gonna do it. All right, what's your you got music for us to go out on then?
I do.
Well, all right.
Adrian J emailed in. Hello, Scrooge and Big Time Beagle.
Hi.
2014 has been one heck of a year, and on December 11th I can say that I've completed 34 of them. On or around that day, could you please take me back to my childhood and play Plasma 3's epic orchestral cover of Moon Theme from the 1989 DuckTales video game? Oh, I realize it's a little unconventional, so if you can't play that one, any song Brian can muster will do just fine. Show the love, bros. Signed, Adrian.
Oh, very nice.
Adrian Shore. This is Pascal Michael Stifel's cover of the moon theme from the DuckTales NES video game. Speaking of 90s games, or I guess that would have been late 80s for the DuckTales game. You can download this for free on SoundCloud. Just do a search for Plasma 3 Music, Pascal Michael Stifel, and you'll find it. Just do a search for DuckTales on SoundCloud. You'll find it.
All right.
This is from the Retro Remixes collection. This is the DuckTales Moon Theme Remastered.
Good times. Let's play it now. We'll be back Monday with a whole new week of shows as we, again, get closer to the holiday. We hope everyone's having a fantastic December. Take care. Eat your veggies. And we'll see you then.
Bye now.
Program so good, it's like you're there.